We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
524 here at K-Frog. It's the wake-up call with Kelly and Anthony. And let's play another round of Dumb, Drunk, or Drugged.
Your all-time favorite. All right, these are real headlines. Anthony has to tell me. Person in the headline, dumb, drunk, or on drugs. After talking to Michael Ray at Stagecoach, we know everybody from Florida is just crazy.
Yeah,
he admitted it.
Yeah.
So here's our first one out of Florida. Florida man threatened to destroy a town with an army of turtles.
That is without a doubt got to be drugs.
No, this one was just dumb. I know. I would think something was involved with this, but no, the man was arrested after he started screaming obscenities and he threatened to unleash his army of turtles. He told the detective his army of turtles would destroy everyone. I have no idea what set him off. That was the gist of the story, but hey, if you have an army of turtles, I'd be scared. You've seen the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
They kick butt. All right, this one's actually going to take us international. We're going out to Mexico. Man gets trapped in a hole he dug to spy on his ex.
Drugs.
No, this one was drunk. The man and his wife were separated, but he still wanted to see what she was doing, so he decided he was going to spy on her. He's 50 years old, and he spent multiple days digging a hole so that he could get underneath her house. Well, unfortunately, he got trapped, and he required assistance. It was actually the woman who found him, because she could hear the scratching, called the police. The police came out, and they said when they found him, he appeared to be intoxicated, and he was severely dehydrated.
Good Lord. Hey. That's real? That really happened?
That really happened. Okay. We'll go, right? I was trying to spy on you, but now can you just keep me alive, please? All right, back to our favorite state of Florida. Man attacks mattress while looking for man hiding inside it.
Man looks.
He attacks the mattress looking for a man hiding inside it.
Goodness, this could go either way. One more time, drugs.
Yes! Yo, this was drugs because there was no man. He was totally made up. The guy was living with his girlfriend, and he started accusing his girlfriend of cheating. That's when the deputies were called because things got out of hand, and he said, "You are cheating with the man inside the mattress." So he started to stab the mattress with the bedpost. Then he completely ripped the mattress apart, only to find there was no man in there.
Jeez. Oh, surprise.
Yeah. The woman said, "He's just extremely jealous." You think?
Goodness. Kids, don't do drugs.
Oh, this was a perfect time for you to go. You can check out a new mattress at Banner Mattress. No.
Let's go.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh, my God. I have to turn up the volume.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
That's Blake Shelton here on K-Frog. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Wow, babies are definitely the trend going on right now. Big news broke last night. Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds expecting baby number 3. This was kind of hush-hush until Blake Lively hit the red carpet at the premiere of Pokemon Detective Pikachu last night. She looks adorable. But please tell me I'm not the only one that didn't know that they have 2 kids already?
I just thought they had the one.
I thought they had the one, too. I was like, okay. So we'll have more details on that in your grab-and-go gossip brought to you by Dr. Troy Andreessen at PlasticSurgery.com. That's coming up about 6:50 here on The Frog.
Ooh, you guys, I just got a news alert from London.
Ooh,
this
okay.
This may be it.
Is the baby here?
I don't know.
Oh, yay. Oh, yay. From Buckingham Palace. News of the royal baby. The baby saw its shadow and went back in for another 6 months.
Oh. Okay, they're just messing with us now.
They totally are.
They know we want to know.
I swear, we're not going to see this baby until the baby's like 8 years old.
Probably.
Be like, this is the longest pregnancy ever. But, I mean, if you're royal, I get wanting to have your privacy, but come on. You're also in the public. We want to see what's going on. We got to see that baby. Hey, speaking of babies, I am super excited. Monday, we get to find out the gender of my baby.
This is so exciting.
From a very special someone.
Yes, Luke Bryan will be doing my gender reveal. That'll be Monday at 7:05. Now, yesterday, we got to do some of the baby predictors, which was fun because you guys played along, too, and it seems like we're all pregnant, according to the test that we took yesterday.
Now, one of us is having twins.
And it ain't me.
I know. Great. Anthony, did you go home? Did you tell your wife? Guess what?
She found out just now. She's listening on the way to work. She's probably freaking out.
Congratulations, Tori. So 7:05 Monday morning, we'll find out boy or girl. If you missed all the gender predictions, you can check them out. K-Frog's Facebook page. Look for at K-Frog Radio.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
In the mornings, in the car.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
Love it.
Sam Hunt here on K-Frog. Good morning. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. Time for us to take a look at what's trending this morning. The Boston Marathon happened last month, but we're just now finding out about a runner from Los Angeles County who took part in the race and successfully finished it. And by the way, she was almost 9 months pregnant.
That's just crazy talk.
34-year-old Lizette Perez of Boyle Heights didn't find out she was pregnant until a week after she completed the qualifying race in August. She did take it easy during the race, though, taking a lot of water breaks, snack breaks, and lots of potty breaks along the way. Completed the race in 5 hours and 49 minutes. How about that?
Good for her, because I feel like it takes me that long just to get to the bathroom in the morning, and she did a marathon.
I feel like the poor baby was just bouncing around everywhere in there.
Okay, Mom, we get it. All right, check this out. Tinder is making it easier for you to hook up at festivals. They've introduced their new festival mode. All you have to do is to opt into this festival mode. Then you select the festivals that you're going to, and they have all of the major festivals listed there. Once you do that, you get a badge on your profile, and then from there, people will be able to swipe and match with you who are going to that same festival. Now, if you're thinking, well, that's a bummer because we just missed out on Stagecoach, it might be a good thing because there was a recent study done that shows that California is ranked as one of the most dangerous states for online dating. The study found factored in things like STD rates and violent crimes, California ranked number 9 on the list. Now, if you had to pick what the most dangerous state is, what state would you pick?
Oh, gosh. The most dangerous? New York.
No. Most dangerous state? Alaska.
Oh, because it's dark there all the time. There's no light.
But everybody's cold. Like, I get it. You're just trying to get some body heat.
Oh, like, that too, yeah.
Safest states? Vermont, West Virginia, and New Hampshire.
I guess because nothing happens in those.
I have
really goes
no
on there.
Idea, but reading about this and then reading about some of the outbreaks that happened at Stagecoach, I was like, okay, it all makes sense
now.
Go ahead, turn it up,
brightens up your day,
wakes me up, and gets me in the mood.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Don't stop it.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
Carrie Underwood here on K-Frog. Good morning. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. Tomorrow, it's the most exciting 2 minutes in sports, the 145th running of the Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs in Louisville. I'm so excited. I can't even find my words. And if it's something you can bet on, you know we want part of it.
Most definitely. Now, here's where I'm kind of conflicted, though, because when I've gone to go see like horse racing before, I always just bet on the names because that's the fun way to do it. But when it comes down to there being a punishment attached to it, I feel like I have to take it a little more seriously because there are some great names of the horses that are running.
What are some of your favorites?
Okay, I definitely like Win, Win, Win. I feel like that just has good energy, but it's only ranked number 9 out of 20 horses.
Mm.
So for me, that wasn't a good bet. They have Country House, which totally ties in. But also ranked number 17 out of 20 horses.
Oh, you don't want to pick that one.
Can't take that chance. So, Anthony and I have written down our top 3 horses just in case we pick the same horse. And we're going to find the horse that we are cheering on to win or at least rank higher than the other person.
Right.
Okay, so who was your number 1 pick for your horse?
All right, I'm going with Tacitus.
Oh!
That's my horse.
That was your number 1?
That's who I'm rolling with.
All right. Well, I did like the name of this one. My number 1 horse, I'm going with Game Winner.
I had Game Winner on my list. That was my 3rd horse.
That was your 3rd horse?
That
okay.
Was my 3rd horse, yeah.
So you are taking...
I'm taking Tacitus to win the Kentucky Derby.
To win or at least beat out Game Winner.
That's correct.
And I'm hoping Game Winner... Come on, that name's got to bring some good karma.
It'll be a game loser
and
come tomorrow.
For the punishments, because you know when you go to the Kentucky Derby, there are 2 things you have to do. You have to have a mint julep and you have to have a giant hat on.
And I don't know why. I need to dive into this and look at the history of why they wear the giant hats, because those things are just, ugh.
But it's so funny when you see people now doing it, because they go all out with these hats. And that's what we're going to do. The loser is going to have to wear an obnoxious hat all day Monday. So it's not going to be just during our show. It's going to be, you know, when we leave here, no matter what you do after work, if you go to the gym, you're wearing that hat.
You got to get those reps in with the hat.
When I go pick up Carter, I'm going to have to wear the hat to school.
The loser is going to have to constantly post on K-Frog's Instagram story and basically give updates of, here's what I'm doing, here's what time it is, and yes, I still have the hat on. Basically, from the morning we start the show on Monday to the time you roll into bed.
With your pajamas and your giant hat. PJs, that'll be
in
so
your hat.
Cute.
That's right.
So if you're watching the Kentucky Derby this weekend, make sure you're cheering on game winner to win.
Tacitus.
Or at least beat out Tacitus.
Tacitus.
Waking you up every morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Every morning.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
95.1 K-Frog. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. And Kel has your grab-and-go gossip.
It's brought to you by Dr. Troy Andreessen at PlasticSurgery.com, or you can always call him at 1-800-NEW-LOOK. Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds expecting baby number 3. They broke the news last night at the New York City premiere of Pokemon Detective Pikachu. She walked the red carpet wearing a lovely yellow dress, showing off that baby bump. She looks adorable. Crazy news after the Billboard Music Awards. Just hours after hosting the award show, Kelly Clarkson underwent surgery to remove her appendix.
Whoa.
Yeah, she was actually tweeting about this. She said right after the show, she broke down in tears from all the pain. So she immediately flew back home. And yesterday morning, she had surgery. First thing, she said now she is feeling awesome and she is continuing to recover.
Oh, good.
You would have never noticed she was in pain watching her. I'm like, wow, what a professional.
Yeah, way to go.
And, of course, the wedding everybody's talking about, the Jonas Brothers. In true Jonas fashion, one wedding isn't enough. After his brother Nick had like 18 weddings, Joe Jonas and his now wife Sophie Turner will take another trip down the aisle, but this time they'll be doing it in France with a bigger ceremony. They said they had to get married in the States to make it legal, but they still wanted to get married in Europe. But since neither one of them reside there, it wouldn't have been legal, so they had to get married here.
Didn't know that was a thing.
Well, here's the cool thing about this. So I got looking up about the wedding, because I'm like, okay, they did a Las Vegas wedding. He's a Jonas brother. He has some money. No, they did the traditional Las Vegas flyby wedding. They went to the Little White Wedding Chapel. They opted for the chapel's Elvis number 2 deal, which was $675. Sophie's outfit actually cost more than the actual ceremony when I got looking into what she was wearing. It all totaled up to about $1,300 for their Las Vegas wedding.
Nice.
I'm gonna guess the French wedding is going to be way more than
just
that.
Just a wee bit more.
Just a little bit. That cake will probably be like $1,300.
Yeah.
Hey, come on, wake up.
Waking up. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Puts me in a good mood for the day.
Uplifting.
Very funny.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
95.1 K-Frog. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. Casey Musgraves tickets up for grabs right now. Let's play another round of the 10 question takeover. Are you ready?
I'm going to do my best, Anthony.
Let's do this. Question number one. Who is the current host of Family Feud?
That I don't know.
Want to take a guess?
Steve Harvey?
Steve Harvey was a really good guess. You're correct.
Oh, my God. I don't even watch TV.
All right, here we go with question number two. In what sport does the top team win the Stanley Cup?
Hockey.
Hockey is correct.
Question number three. Which Jonas brother got married after the Billboard Music Awards Wednesday night?
No clue. Don't even know what their names are.
Well, that doesn't help you.
Let me just pull a name out of the hat. How about a John?
Oh, you were close.
Shoot.
But not right. Sorry.
All right, can you tell us which one of the Jonas Brothers tied the knot?
Joe Jonas.
Joe Jonas is correct.
Question number four. May the 4th be with you, or Star Wars Day, is celebrated on what day this month?
May
4th. May 4th is correct.
Question five. May 5th celebrates the date of the Mexican Army's 1862 victory over France. What day is that recognized as?
Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo is correct.
Question number six. What's the style of manicure where the tip of the nail is painted white and the rest of the nail is painted a light pink?
French manicure.
There you go, French tip.
Question seven. Kane Brown and his wife Caitlin announced yesterday that they are having a baby. What?
Girl.
Girl is correct.
Question number 8. New episodes of Game of Thrones air on what day of the week?
Sunday.
Sunday is correct. You got it. Don't worry.
Question number 9. At the Kentucky Derby, women generally wear this obnoxiously large item. Yeah, hat's correct. They're huge.
Question number 10. This is for the tickets, okay?
Let's do it.
Golden Hour is the reigning ACM award winner for Album of the Year. Whose album is that?
Casey Musgraves.
Casey Musgraves is correct, and you're going to go see her out at the Greek Theater.
Thank you.
That show is going down August 25th. Tickets on sale now at AXS.com, but you don't have to worry about it. You got a pair of tickets. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Nita, and I'm calling from Corona.
Nice. What are your plans for Cinco de Mayo this weekend?
I think there's barbecuing at home with my family.
Cinco de Mayo, is it more of a Cinco de Drinko?
That's right.
The whole family gets in on it.
That's right.
Monday's going to be rough.
I know.
Well, thanks for listening. Have a great time at the Casey Musgraves Show.
Thank you so much.
Ooh, imagine how many people are going to go to work all hungover on Monday after Cinco de Drinko.
Is this going to be the first Monday or the first, like,
first Monday I'm sober? No.
Yeah.
The first Cinco de Mayo that I'm not drinking in a while.
Yes. That was my question.
What about you? What are you going to do for Cinco de Mayo? Anything?
Oh, probably stuff my face with tacos. That's my guess.
Okay. Sounds like a good game plan.
I haven't mapped it out quite yet, but it's on the game plan.
More Casey Musgraves tickets on the way coming up after 2 o'clock. Scott will have your next chance to win.
To get me started.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Woo!
On 95.1 K-Frog.
Eric Church on 95.1 K-Frog. Good morning. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
All right. When it comes to text messages, you know if you don't get a response back, you might send like a follow-up text message. But how many text messages continuously without a response back before it gets to be too clingy? We were talking about this yesterday, and I said, I think 3 would be my max. If somebody sent me 3 text messages, and I didn't respond to any of them, and then they sent the 4th, I would be like, all right, you're done.
That's 3, where you draw the line.
3, you're starting to get clingy. You're a little more lenient.
Yeah, I said 4. I gave them that extra message.
One more message.
One more, just because I'd want to know if they're alive or not. That's like the serious, like, is everything
that's
okay?
That's the 4th one?
Yeah.
Are you still breathing?
Still with us?
Well, there was a new study shown to find the exact number of text messages you can send before you look clean. Now, this was for people both in long-distance relationships and people in not long-distance relationships. The number surprised both of us. So we want to hear from you. When it comes to text messages, how many text messages can you send before you look clingy? And we're going to see if somebody matches up with this survey, because for me, I was like, no way. No way.
When you told me the number, I couldn't believe it. So give us a call. You can call 1-888-431-3764.
Here we go. Waking you up with the most country.
Wake up in the morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on 95.1 K-Frog.
It's 8:05 here at K-Frog, the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. Diving right in, talking about how many texts make you look clingy. How many do you send before it's a little over the top?
And we were kind of concerned because when we saw the study, the number we both thought was pretty high.
Yeah, the number in the study, I thought there's no way. That's ridiculous.
According to you, though, how many texts is clingy?
15.
15?
Holy
no,
smokes.
You're a stalker.
No, I say 8.
I still think 8 is really, really high. And these are texts that you're not getting a response to.
How do you jump from 15 to 8 so quickly?
But even so, both are super, super high,
both
in my opinion.
Yeah, ridiculous number. We have some people chiming in our Facebook page. This one says, depend on the situation, I'll send 7 in a row just to be annoying on purpose.
You guys are comfortable with each other. That's different. I like this one. It says, 2 is enough, 3 you become a stalker. And 3 was my cutoff. I won't put you in a stalker status yet, but I think 3, you're starting to hit, like, take a hint.
Yeah, anything over 3-4 area, that's, you need to stop.
All right, you get to weigh in. How many texts before you start to look clingy?
I say, like, 3 or 4-ish, somewhere around there.
See, and that's kind of where we were. We thought that would be the average.
Right.
The actual number, according to the study, is 6 text messages.
Oh, dear God, that's a lot.
That's
it's a little over the top.
I'd be like, dude, okay, we're done.
Yeah, if I don't respond by the 4th one, I'm not interested in you or I'm dead.
I totally agree.
6 text messages, you totally look clingy. I'm sorry.
No, thank you.
Yeah, so, okay. Well, now you know for this weekend, if you're going to send some text messages, according to this study, You're not clingy by sending six text messages.
That's right. When you're on that fifth one, you're thinking about it. Send it.
Just do
send
it.
Send that sixth one.
I just want to see the sunrise in your eyes.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
On the radio.
I listen every morning.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
Kelsey Ballerini, Miss Me More, 95.1 K-Frog. Good morning. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. Are we doing 10 question takeover again?
No.
Okay.
But we are getting ready for the weekend wager.
Name all half of the 10 horses that are racing.
Half of the horse?
Half of
the just, front half and the back half.
Just the back half. Okay, yes, the weekend wager is upon us. I cannot wait for this. It's when you and
there
I get
go.
Very, very competitive. That's our weekend wager music.
Yes.
Kentucky Derby going down this weekend, and it's something that everybody likes to bet on. So we thought, why don't we bet on it also?
Mm-hmm.
Earlier this morning, we announced what horses we're going to be rolling with. Who's your horse?
My horse is Game Winner. Game Winner to take the win.
I'm going with Tacitus. That's a good, strong name. Also because the New York Times says he has really good odds of winning. So
okay.
I picked him. But as the day was going on, we saw that there was one horse who's not going to be competing this weekend due to an injury. He's not going to be racing. So I thought, I know the odds of this are slim, of both of our horses getting knocked out of the race. So I thought,
right.
Just in case one of them doesn't race, why don't we have a backup ready to go?
Right. And we had initially picked our top three horses in case we pick the top horse to win, which was both the same. So my backup horse then will be Roadster.
Roadster.
Roadster is my backup horse.
Sounds fast.
Lots of horsepower.
All right. I'm going to go with Improbable.
Okay.
Because again, the internet says the odds are good. On Improbable.
I know nothing. On the internet, it has to be.
I know nothing about horse racing. So, those are our horses and our backup horses. And of course, we have to have a punishment for the loser.
Well, and we're talking to the horse doesn't have to win. The horse just has to beat out, like, my horse has to beat Anthony's horse and vice versa.
Bingo.
So, yes, when it comes down to the punishments, you know, when you go to the Kentucky Derby, you have to have a mint julep and you have to have a giant hat. Well, we're not going to be drinking because I'm pregnant, so we're going to go with the hat option instead.
That's right. So not only are we going to have to wear the hat, wear the hat and you'll see photos of us, but we have to wear it for the entire day. From the moment we walk into the studio Monday morning to the time we put our heads on our pillow when we go to sleep. And we're going to keep everyone updated. We'll have updates for you on K-Frog's Instagram page a couple hours throughout the day. And, you know, Kelly might have to pick up Carter while wearing the hat.
Great. All the parents are going to be like, what is her problem? I just like to accessorize,
so
okay?
So weird. So
I hope you go to, like, Home Depot, though, or somewhere where you're wearing this giant hat.
And I thought about that. I'm thinking about going to places where I don't normally go, just hitting a couple stores and just making it weirder. So everyone has a good time and I get some more attention.
You love attention.
Oh, that I do. So we will find out Monday who the big winner and the loser is of our weekend wager.
I just want to see the sunrise in your eyes.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
On the radio.
I listen every morning.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.